Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the childhood obesity epidemic and bold new recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Correspondent Deborah Alfarone.
Those treatments may include nutritional support, physical activity, behavioral therapy, and weight loss medications. The AAP says teens with severe obesity should be evaluated for metabolic and bariatric surgery.
The condition puts kids at greater risk for cardiovascular disease and diabetes. At least 12 people have been killed in storm, snow, and brutal winds in Northern California since the new year. In the latest round, toppled trees in Sacramento knocked out power to more than 350,000 customers. Governor Gavin Newsom has requested a presidential emergency declaration.
We have some additional concerns around the unexpected higher gusts in addition to the intensity of the actual precipitation and the flooding.
And it's not over yet. Forecasters worried about more powerful winds and rivers reaching flood stage. President Biden's made his first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. Reporter Chris Fox is in El Paso.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott greeted President Biden as he descended Air Force One in El Paso. Abbott called the meeting cordial, then handed the president a list of 5 border security demands.
By enforcing the current immigration laws that allow for the detainment and the deportation of people who come into the United States illegally.
Mr. Biden is in Mexico City this morning. Shades of January 6th in Brazil. Chants of Bolsa as thousands of rioters breached the presidential office building, insisting Jair Bolsonaro was ousted in a rigged election. The BBC's Francis Mao is in Brasilia.
Everyone I've spoken to, even Bolsonaro supporters, they're saying they may not be a fan of President Lula and they may not like his past history, but they're not a fan of the violence that's occurred.
Prince Harry dished up more dirt on the royal family and defended his wife again, Meghan Markle, in last night's 60 Minutes interview on CBS.
The family, but also the British press and numerous other people, is like, he's changed. She must be a witch. He's changed. As opposed to, yeah, I did change, and I'm really glad I changed.
Harry also discussed his drug use ahead of tomorrow's release of his new book. Damar Hamlin cheered on his team from his hospital bed a week after he went into cardiac arrest during the Bills-Bengals game.
Just to see, you know, the whole NFL and the whole country, you know, sit there and surround him and give prayer was absolutely unbelievable.
Buffalo fan Jordan Kamari watched the Bills' 35-23 victory over the Patriots. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council. It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. It's Anything Goes Friday. Hakeem Jeffries is being nominated right now on the floor of the House. Kevin McCarthy was just nominated. We're down to the point where Kevin McCarthy only needs 4 votes, or can it, at the most, can afford to lose 4 votes. And, you know, this might be it. I don't know. We'll see if, you know, if they put anybody else up. But, you know, clearly everybody that they've been putting up to this point, none of them have been serious contenders. I mean, they haven't, for example, nobody has nominated Steve Scalise or Elise Stefanik, you know, somebody from Republican leadership who actually could, in all probability, take that role. Instead, they've been nominating people that are just, you know, you know, Donald's has only been in Congress for a couple of years, for example. So, and Jim Jordan doesn't want the job. I don't think he wants the scrutiny, frankly. You know, his past in Ohio, covering up for the doctor, apparently, is something that seems to be haunting him. But and by the way, the other day I had said that, or I had suggested that he was somehow in the same kind of trouble Denny Hastert was. Nobody's accusing Jim Jordan himself of wrongdoing. And if I suggested that, I was wrong. What they're suggesting is that he was, well, I guess you could call covering up stuff like that, you know, wrongdoing. But anyhow, there's a couple of other stories that I wanted to flag for you, just 2 quick ones, and then we'll get back to picking up your phone calls. The first is a very strange story. You know, Live golf tour that the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund, the $676 billion Sovereign Wealth Fund, or maybe it's $674 now that they've given $2 billion to the Trump family, to Jared. Anyhow, there's a very weird story going on right now that has to do with their public relations firm. The PGA has a public relations firm called Clout Public Affairs, and this is the Professional Golf Association, which is like, you know, the competition to Live. And that public affairs company is run by the ex-chief of staff to Ted Cruz, and one of their other clients is 9/11 Justice, which is a group of family members who are involved in a lawsuit against Saudi Arabia having to do with 9/11 and other atrocities. They're also suing over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi from the Washington Post. And so Liv has now issued a subpoena against the PR firm of the Professional Golf Association, wanting to know all the details of their clients, including the 9/11 Justice clients. And, you know, this, the public relations firm, Clout Public Relations, has come out and said, and I quote, Liv has brazenly hired a firm in the United States to track and monitor the activities of these 9/11 victims and families, while simultaneously, through the underlying lawsuit, using antitrust discovery to now sift Clout's communications with these families, even if they have nothing to do with Liv Golf or golfers. Liv, for their part of this, the Saudis have said, as it turns out, the PGA Tour itself has been secretly fomenting the very anti-Saudi sentiment that it now uses to justify its illegal conduct. Clout then comes along and says, Liv was conceived as a PR vehicle by Kingdom Consultants as a last-ditch effort to dull the massive public backlash from the Khashoggi murder and other current events. Clout says the firm and 9/11 Justice have a, quote, reasonable fear, end quote, that their disclosure of their internal communications, quote, will provoke retaliation. And then this article in Bloomberg News summarizes with this ending sentence. It said the subpoena could reveal phone numbers, individual names and email addresses, or information about plans to continue criticizing Saudi Arabia, all of which could lead to hacking or other retaliation. Fascinating. I don't know what to make of it other than that, you know, this is what's going on, but it's fascinating. And the other story I wanted to flag for you is one that Julia Connolly wrote for The Common Dreams. And it's titled, The World Could Lose Half Its Glaciers This Century, Even If Warming Is Kept to 1.5 Degrees Celsius. Well, we're already above 1.5. We're at 1.7 right now, I believe. But researchers revealed yesterday that if humans manage to limit planetary heating to 1.5 above pre-industrial, half of the planet's glaciers are expected to be gone by the end of this century. 68% of glaciers we will lose, actually, it would be 68% of glaciers worldwide, according to this paper published in Science and led by researchers from Carnegie Mellon University and the University of Alaska. And they note that the U.S., Western Canada, and Central Europe could lose almost all of our glaciers by the end of the century. Now, they base this on two decades of satellite data, including all of the world's roughly 200,000 glaciers in the study. And they say that the results of this study show that the scale and impacts of glacial loss are greater than previously thought. Now, a lot of people go, well, you know, so what? You know, we lose some glaciers. And, you know, they melt ultimately into the oceans. This will lead to a rise in sea level, but it will be, you know, inches, not feet. Well, it could be feet, but not you know, a huge rise. I mean, like we will see if Antarctica goes or Greenland goes. Those are kind of separate scenarios. But the big danger here is rivers. The Ganges, the river that allows for so much economic and agricultural activity in India, is fed by glaciers in the Himalayas. The Yangtze River in China is fed by glaciers on the east side of the Himalayas. We have rivers here in the United States, the Colorado, that is fed by glaciers in the Rockies. You've got rivers in South America. The Amazon, in part, is fed by glaciers. Some of the rivers on the eastern or the western side of South America fed by glaciers. And when these rivers dry up, I mean, these rivers are producing electricity. They're producing drinking water. They are used for transportation. When these rivers dry up, you're going to see some serious crises. And in fact, we're already starting to see these all around the world. So just this is worth keeping on your radar screen, and I just wanted to flag you for it. So picking up your calls here, Greg in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, did I hear you say that not one single Democrat said there was a problem at the border last hour?
No, not one single Democrat has said the border is open.
No, well, Joe Manchin and Henry Cuellar did.
No, Joe Manchin said that there was a crisis at the border. He didn't say the border was open.
Oh, so there's a crisis, but it's not open. Why is there a crisis? Because it's closed or because it's open?
There's a crisis because so many Republicans are saying that the border is open that thousands and thousands of people have shown up there.
Oh, so it's always the Republicans' fault.
Well, in this particular case, it actually is, and it's easily documented, Greg. You know, there's no shortage. Google open border and any Republican member of Congress, and odds are you will find that they have made the statement to be consumed by people in South and Central America that the border's wide open. You will not find one single Democrat who has uttered that lie, Greg. You won't find one. It is 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds. We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, this is interesting. This time they didn't nominate anybody other than McCarthy, but other people have already gotten two votes. Can he prevent any more?
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
There was a time in America where a single wage earner could support a middle-class lifestyle, and that meant being able to buy a three-bedroom house, have a couple of cars if necessary, take an annual vacation, occasionally maybe even go overseas, send your kids to college, having roof repairs or major problems with your home didn't throw you into bankruptcy, or getting sick didn't do that. That was America throughout the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and even the early 90s. But then Reaganism bit hard. It's really particularly been biting us in the last couple of decades. And now, in order to have that middle-class lifestyle, you need to have two workers, and you need to have an income of typically well over $100,000 a year in order to have that kind of security. I've got a whole rant about this with a lot more details over at TomHartman.com. Check it out.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Louise and I love cruising. It's just, your hotel goes with you. So you get on board, you unpack once, you visit all kinds of cool spots, and then you pack when you leave, and that's it. It's just great. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Rick in Lewiston, Kentucky. Hey, Rick, what's up?
How you doing, Tom? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would like to ask you a question, get your opinion on it. Maybe 85% of the black people that actually vote in this country vote Democratic, no matter what they're affiliated with, independent or Democrat. 60 to 65% of the brown people, however how you want to categorize them, whatever their affiliation is, independent or Republican, I mean independent or Democrat, vote for Democrats. So that's 85% black, 60 to 65% brown people vote for Democrats. Now, I'm sure, absolutely positive, that all of those people don't agree with Democratic policies 100%. But white people, do you mind me saying white people?
No. I'm one of them.
Well, you're what?
I'm one of them.
Oh, yeah, I noticed. White people and the people that vote outnumber those people 2 to 1. And 60 to 65% of white people vote Republican. My question to you is, if white people voted 50-50, now don't get me wrong. We live in America, and I understand that. I served in the military. I had skin in the game. You can vote for who you want to. That's why we live here. But the bottom line is 50% of white people voted for America, which is not Republican. Republicans would never win an election again.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Why is that?
I think the reason why is because the Republican Party back in 1968, when Richard Nixon rolled out a Southern strategy, sought to explicitly reached out to the white Southern racists at that time. Now they reach out to white racists all across the country and say, you're our people and we will fight for you. And, let me just finish, Rick. And I think that the main way that they've been doing this is by saying we're not going to allow the teaching of American history, the so-called critical race theory, because it's going to make little white children feel bad that their distant ancestors tortured black people. And, it's just another example of the Republican Party promoting anti-black, anti-brown policies and causing black and brown people to say, okay, we're going to vote with the Democrats. I mean, that just makes logical sense, doesn't it, Rick?
Well, let me ask you another question. Okay, it's 2023. The bottom line is we all strive to be Americans. The 60 to 65% of white people that vote for Republicans. The only reason you can call those people Americans is because they were born here. That's it. They don't have any American philosophy, morality, or anything else that you would put in the category of an American.
Well, I think you're casting a fairly wide net, but I broadly agree with you that the Republican Party no longer reflects, you know, the values that America has at least claimed throughout the centuries and certainly has embraced since, arguably since the 60s.
Let me make one more point to you. I've told you this several times because I'm a fan of your show, that basically if the cable news, you and anybody else that had a platform would talk to America and call people who they are, white people, not Republicans, not conservatives, not evangelicals. Call them who they are. They're white people. They run this country. They're the dominant force in this country. And until they want to be Americans, when they want to truly live in America with all the rest of us, we're going to be fighting what we fight.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rick. But here's the problem is that they have a different definition of America than you and I do. You and I shouldn't speak for you, Rick, but I believe that, you know, America can exist as a pluralistic, multiracial democracy where you know, we all live together, work together, and, you know. And the Republican perspective on this is, no, America was created by white Christian people and white Christian men. And white Christian men should be in charge, period, full stop. And you know, they believe that history proves that. They believe that, you know, they try to put the stuff into law. I mean, it's basically when John Roberts gutted the Voting Rights Act, he came out and said, yeah, we just elected a black president. There's no more racism in America. We can now just set that whole issue aside, which, you know, is obvious. Okay,
Let's set racism and bigotry to the side a little bit. What I'm asking you is that we all want to live in America where everybody has a fair chance.
Yep.
The bottom line is if the people that try to talk to us on a day-to-day basis and educate us will not call people who they are, will not say white people. I'm not asking nobody to shame anybody. But I'm asking you to be truthful.
I think I am. But you know, I don't see white people as a pejorative or black people for that matter. It's a label. But you know, if you're saying that it should be that phrase should be used as a curse, it may gain currency in some communities.
It's just an identification of the people who we're talking about.
Yeah, I got it, Rick. I got to run. I'm sorry. It's the end of the half hour. It's a hard break here at the bottom of the hour, 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Harry in Providence, Rhode Island, you're up next. Pick you up on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions
options will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Doctors are making bold new recommendations to deal with the childhood obesity epidemic, including medication and even bariatric surgery. CBS's Deborah Alfaron.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has released new guidance saying obesity treatment is safe and effective and should not be delayed.
California Governor Newsom's requesting a presidential emergency declaration to help the state respond to brutal storms that have killed at least 12 people. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
We're likely to see more wind and more rain. And remember, with each successive storm, as you get more saturation in the soil, it's easier and easier for trees to come down.
Prince Harry dishes more dirt on the royal family, telling CBS's 60 Minutes he and his brother Prince William asked their father not to marry Camilla, who's now queen consort.
We didn't think it was necessary. We thought that it was going to cause more harm than good.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi. I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crout.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Well, the DOJ and federal Chief Judge Beryl Howell of the Federal District Court of Washington, D.C. are apparently in agreement that Donald Trump is still hiding top secret documents. Well, this is interesting. They now want to speak with the private investigators who Trump's attorneys had hired to look through some of his storage facilities. And Trump is resisting this. And the thing I'm wondering, because the last we heard was that there was some 40 or 50 documents, top secret documents, that were completely missing. And what I want to know is how many of those are sitting right now in Moscow or Saudi Arabia? Because it sure looks to me like, you know, Trump has been up to no good for a long, long time. And probably monetizing it. Why did Jared Kushner get $2 billion? I don't think it was just, you know, hey, he seems like a nice enough guy. Oh, and he's Jewish, too. No, that's not the way the Saudis think. Harry in Providence, Rhode Island. Hey, Harry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good to talk with you again. And I'm hoping you can relieve my anxiety regarding the possibility that Republicans can plan a successful coup in 2024. I have two major concerns: that the Electoral Count Act may be inadequate if the Supreme Court upholds the independent state legislature doctrine. And the first
That's a legitimate
one
concern.
Is that, yeah, the first one is that either before or just after the election, some Republican state legislatures might pass a law that they can certify the Republican candidate, especially since four swing states have Republican legislatures: Arizona, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's remotely possible. All of those states now, I believe, well, maybe not Ohio. Arizona has a Democratic governor now, right? Yeah.
Right.
Wisconsin has a Democratic governor. I mean, you know, they would prevent these things from being passed by the legislatures. A lot's going to depend on that Supreme Court decision, but the court watchers are suggesting that based on the questioning and the conversations that the justices had when they were hearing the case, we're talking about Moore v. Harper. That in that case, in all probability, the Supreme Court is not going to rule in favor of the independent state legislature theory. So we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about it, but it is something that we need to. So it's one of those things that needs to be patched up well.
Yeah, my second concern is that after the election, one or more of the 26 Republican governors might refuse to certify if the Democratic candidate wins in their state. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know how the new version of the Electoral Count Act that was passed as part of the omnibus spending bill, I don't know the details of that. I have not yet had an opportunity to read it, and we haven't had a guest on who's really conversant in it. It's pretty wonky stuff. So I don't know. I don't know how that would play out, Harry, and I don't know to what extent it would conflict with law.
Well, this is a real concern because my understanding is that the new Electoral Count Act stipulates that each governor certifies who wins in their state. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking some Republican governor might just say, well, I'm just not going to sign.
I believe the Electoral Count Act was, I know the Electoral Count Act was supposed to change that, to fix that, so that basically whatever, you know, whatever the outcome was, that was the outcome. Whether it did or not, I'm just not sure. Harry, I need to move along, but I'm sorry I don't have a clean answer for you. I haven't read this new legislation, and I need, it's one of those things that's on my to-do list. Dale in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Dale, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Oh, hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I was listening earlier, and you mentioned that you got calls. This is about the Advantage program with Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And you've only gotten calls from insurance brokers, I guess. And I My wife told me that you had a program on once you were talking about the Advantage program and the disadvantages of it. Mm-hmm. And I've been retired for almost 7 years and on an Advantage program. So mm-hmm. what am I missing?
Well, what you're missing is that if you get seriously ill, you're going to discover that the insurance company that underwrites that Advantage program is going to do everything they can to fight tooth and nail to not pay your bills, just like they have for all of your life. Whereas if you were on Medicare, your bills would automatically be paid, period, full stop.
Well, I do have Medicare as well, Parts A and B. Then you don't have
Medicare Advantage.
That's what I don't understand.
When you sign up for Medicare Advantage, also known as Medicare Parts C, what you are doing is abandoning Medicare Parts A and B, and it's very, very difficult to go back, by the way, and particularly if you've been off for more than a year, because there's a 20% gap in your coverage for Medicare Part B, I believe it is, and that is filled in with a Medigap program that you buy from an insurance company. And that Medigap program, if you are signing up for it when you're 65, or if you have left Medicare and Medigap and gone to Medicare Advantage for less than a year, then the Medigap underwriters have to write a policy for you for the low price specified by law, and they can't mess with you, and they can't fight with you, and they can't require pre-approval for things and all that. They can't play any of those games. But if you have been gone from real Medicare for more than a year on Medicare Advantage, and you try to come back to real Medicare, at that point, the Medigap providers, the insurance companies that write the policies for that 20% hole, they will then be able to underwrite you, which means reevaluate you. And if you have any illness at all, or if you're starting to just get older, suddenly you'll discover that that Medigap policy that might have been $150 a month when you were, 65, might have been, $250 a month when you're 70. Suddenly that Medigap policy is going to be $4,000 a month, because they just don't want to write the policy for you, and they can play those insurance company games with you because you left Medicare. And so, that's the other downside of going to Medicare Advantage, is that you're stuck with it. This is what happened to Mark Pocan. His mother was in her 90s, and she was in a retirement home, and she needed a particular type of physical therapy to recover from an injury that she had, and the insurance company refused to pay for it. And this was a therapy where the therapist was in her facility every day because he was paid for by Medicare. And he was servicing all the Medicare patients, but he couldn't service Mark Pocan, Congressman Pocan's mother, because she had Medicare Advantage. And he didn't even know that she had signed up for it. She had listened to an ad on TV one day and picked up the phone and boom, And so that's the problem, Dale. Medicare Advantage is private insurance that is not Medicare. And they should not be allowed to use the name Medicare. This is why Mark Pocan introduced legislation called the Save Medicare Act that forbids insurance companies from using the word Medicare when they're talking about what you and I are calling Medicare Advantage. It's not Medicare. It's private health insurance that's available for people over 65. That's all. And once you're in that private system, if you get seriously ill, you'll in all probability be badly screwed.
And that may be what the misunderstanding is, and hopefully there's other folks out there listening. I'm 71 years old now, and my understanding was, and this may be just me, that Part A and B are the Medicare that we get, we paid for, but then I needed to come up with something for, my vision, my regular doctor visits and dental and things like that. And that's where the Advantage plan, that's what I was understanding.
That's how they sell it to you. That's how they sell it to you. Oh, we'll give you, and by the way, the vision and dental benefits typically are scams in most of those Medicare Advantage programs anyway. Some of them are actual insurance, but most of them are discount programs that you can just get if you walk into your dentist's office and say, do you participate in any of these discount programs? They're basically like coupon programs, those kind of discounts are just routinely available for vision and dental and hearing aids as well. But what you do when you sign up for Medicare Advantage is you surrender Medicare Part A and B. You are taken. Medicare is notified that you are no longer part of the program, and you are now completely at the mercy of the insurance company that you have signed up with. Period. Full stop. World without end.
Wow, and that was never explained it to me at that point anyway. Either I'm gonna have to go back to my insurance guy.
There you go. Well, yeah, check it out. And, you know, if you learn something different than what I shared with you, Dale, let me know. But I wrote a book about this. I'm pretty up to date on the information. And if you want all the gory details, the book is titled The Hidden History of American Healthcare. And it lays out, you know, chapter and verse, all that stuff. Dale, I got to move along. But it's almost 45 minutes past the hour. So we'll hit a break right here. But Dale, good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I wish you well.
Thank you.
You know, this is the problem. You know, people watch TV, they watch these ads, and they go, oh, dental and vision, yeah, I need to sign up for that. Medicare Part C, that sounds like it just adds on to A and B. And they call up, and the people on the other end of the line are just salespeople. And they'll tell you anything to get your money. They're commissioned salespeople. They're not, you know, insurance professionals or anything like that.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Anything Goes Friday. Back with your calls. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama is up next. We'll be right back. Remember the last time you had two great nights sleep in a row? Still thinking? Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. 13 years and over 5,000 five-star reviews later, they've never wavered on that promise. That's one reason why Cozy Earth is the brand that has made Oprah's favorite things list 5 years in a row. Another is their luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, and pajamas, or their new bath collection, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. And be sure to also check out their limited edition linen bamboo bedding collection. Plus, every bedding item comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM. CozyEarth.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com, Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores. They're designed by nature to kind of eat pretty much everything. And it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods and the kibble foods, may lack the essential protein and healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. And thus, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste, packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. These toppers help our dogs Blue and Chewy get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life. And I got to tell you, whenever we put the Dynavite meal toppers on top of our dog's food, the cats try to get it too. They're so good. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. And welcome back, Cassie in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Cassie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, longtime listener, and I'd just like to posit a way we could save capitalism for future generations.
Okay.
All right, you've often used the William Bennett clip, which he is quoted as saying, you know, if you wanted to end crime, you could abort black babies.
Yeah.
And then he kind of sucked it off.
Yeah, that was Reagan's Secretary of Education, yes.
Sure. Well, if you wanted to save capitalism for future generations, you could abort every Dutch Calvinist baby in the queue right now.
Jeez, that's brutal, Cassie. I get it. You live in Grand Rapids, which is kind of the world headquarters for the Dutch Calvinist, Nancy DeVos? Brain fart on her first name. Oh, well. Anyhow, yeah. But Betsy DeVos, that's right. But don't you think that's a little tough?
Well,
did you mean that tongue-in-cheek?
Obviously
you did.
Yeah. I understand. But I think sometimes, you know, fight fire with fire.
So I'm assuming that your opposition to the Calvinists is their belief that we should always be ruled by the very, very rich, because according to Calvinism, everything is preordained. Our fate and future is determined before we're even born. There is a quote from, I don't know if it's Jesus or Paul, somewhere in the New Testament, you know, from before the foundations of the earth. And therefore, you know, we need to figure out who God has blessed and wants to rule over us. And the visible sign of God's blessing is riches. And Betsy DeVos and her buddies, I mean, you know, this is their worldview. And I think it's very dysfunctional. But Cassie, I got to move along. But I get it. I get what you're saying. Thank you for the call. Charles in Portland. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Friday to you, Tom.
Thank you. Back at you.
I think, and I know you're running out of time here, but real quick, I think the Democrats are missing a trick here. If they sit by and let the Republicans get their house in order, they'll eventually have Kevin McCarthy, who is a freaking loon and just toxic to everything, even if he's not Jim Jordan and the worst that could possibly be there. He's still antithetical to U.S. government.
I don't think they have an alternative.
I was thinking of just, you know, finding a... There are, of the 200 and something Republicans up there, they aren't all MAGA Republicans. They aren't all nutcases. Somebody up there is too embarrassed and cowardly to speak up, but probably not a bad guy. I was flipping something. Robert Reich was pointing out Upton and somebody else are reasonable guys.
Yeah, Joyce.
But if the Democrats, yeah, Joyce, if the Democrats just got on board with six Republicans and put one of those guys, all the Democrats decided to vote for him and put one of those guys in, McCarthy wouldn't be in, but they'd have somebody who was reasonable and maybe the seed for the Republicans to come back from the edge. Because unless they actually divorce themselves from Trumpism, unless they draw it clean, McConnell isn't doing it big enough. He's like, oh, I'm going to be all bipartisan with Biden now. That's not...
No, I get what you're saying, Charles. Here's what you're missing. And that is that the 20 or so, Putinistas, and actually there's more than 20 Putinistas among the Republican caucus in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And the billionaireistas, the ones who don't believe that we should even have programs like Social Security or Medicare, they're going to be enough, regardless of who's speaker, to blow up anything in the House of Representatives. And so the House of Representatives is going to be a crap show, to say it in a way that I can say it on television and the radio, for the next 2 years. And I think that there's a very good chance that that's going to really help Democrats get elected in 2024. I mean, we'll see. I'm always looking for the silver lining, you know, it's a pony story here. But we'll see. Charles, I want to get one last caller in here before I wrap up the show. Jeff in Portland, you got the last minute. Jeff, what's up?
All right. Well, Happy New Year, Tom. And, you know, in reference to what you guys were just talking about in your Hartman report yesterday, I actually think that the entire modern day Republican Party is a pre-New Deal party. George H.W. Bush was the last Republican president, as you said this week, to win the popular vote. And I don't think it's a coincidence that he was also the last Republican leader to reject Reaganomics and trickle down, also known as trickle down economics, calling it voodoo economics. So, the thing to me, Tom, is I would go the opposite way of what Charles is saying. I would try and peel off some of these Republicans to vote for Jeffries or bring in a high profile.
I agree with you,
like
Jeff.
Obama.
I got to run. I'm sorry, but I agree with you. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Jade LeBlanc, all folks who work on our program and help make it and our chat room over on YouTube and everything else work for you. Thank you so much to those folks. And thank you so much for listening to the program and supporting our sponsors and our affiliates. Thank you. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you on
Monday.
You've
been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.